Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
You are. We're back.
I'm AJ Twist.
I'm T. And this is Unfocus 326. Episode 326. And this is Grumpig, who is the manipulate Pokemon. I'm like, what the fuck?
Okay. That's new.
Is it because it's so cute that it like manipulates you to give it more food or snacks and shit? Or so scary, maybe?
He is a psychic type, so maybe
it has
something to do with
that.
He's
psychic?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, what a bitch.
Yeah. He's just psychic, that's
what
it.
What an asshole.
Okay. But yeah, we're back. Episode 326. YouTube.com/unfocuspodcast is where you can go view these episodes. Or actually, we're live right now on twitch.tv/collision28. This is the Collision 28 production.
You can also get us on Spotify or YouTube.com. Don't forget, there's us available on iTunes podcast as well. Or Apple podcast, I guess.
Yeah.
They're calling it now, right?
That's what the kids call it now, yeah.
Stitcher. Our main website, collision28.com, if you want to get the source directly, you know.
That's right.
I guess that does it, right?
Yeah, Twitter, follow us on there, Unfocus28, and IG, Unfocus Podcast, if you want. Yeah. All right, so, Unfocus Weeks.
How was yours?
It was, you know, pretty long. So, I did finish watching Cobra Kai. Have you caught up on that yet?
Caught up. I just I got one more episode in season 2 right now.
In season 2, okay. You're catching up slowly, I see.
Yeah, man.
What happened last?
Oh, man. Okay, spoiler alert for Cobra Kai if anyone's not watching it.
In season 2.
Season 2 specifically. yeah, you know, they kicked Kreese out and they just had some drinks.
Oh, so Kreese came through already, okay.
Yeah, Kreese came through, Johnny kicked him out. Mm-hmm. Johnny and Daniel had like some conversations with drinks with the girlfriends, you know.
Okay, yeah.
That shit was dope. Sam and Tori had their drinking contest on the fucking the chair.
That was cool.
Robbie's a bitch ass and didn't tell that Miguel had brought the fucking necklace back for Mr. Miyagi, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where I'm at, basically. Okay. They got the nerdy kid on the Miyagi crew now.
Oh, man. His,
the coward fool. That,
yeah, the tall dude.
Yeah, he just dissed Hawk, and now Hawk's fucking opinion, like, feelings are all hurt and shit, even though Hawk was being a douchebag the whole fucking season, but yeah. Now he's offended, you know?
Yeah. All right, cool, yeah. I think this is a season where something crazy happens at the end, and I'm just like, wow, like, just the way they fucking twist and turn, like, some of these, like, I don't know.
What you expect?
It just scares me with, like these kids just go out just fucking people up, like, just
fucking
no regards.
Up.
Yeah, exactly, man, it's crazy, And the way that I think it's this season that ends like kind of like, wow, they really go ahead and just take it kind of all crazy.
Yeah, they already fucked up Miyagi Dojo, you know?
Yeah, shit like that, yeah.
Kreese showed up at the dojo and threatened Daniel, and Johnny's like, well, he's gone now, so don't worry about him anymore, you know?
Yeah.
Obviously, he's not completely done. He just gave up too easy, so obviously I don't feel like he's done. But, you know, we'll see.
For the end of this season, I thought this was going to be like a last season type of thing, honestly, because just the way the third season kind of ended, I was like, oh, okay, they're going to finish up this whole series now.
Nah, there's more.
There's more. Yeah.
Yeah, season 5's going.
So, yeah, so like the way this one ended, I like the ending of this season. It was cool, mostly fulfilling, and then it just leads you into like new plot holes. Not blowing up, but new plots. So I was like, oh, shit, like they're going to go on for like another season or two here with the new shit they just introduced.
Best moment still, though, man, is when, you know, he was getting in the fight in the cafeteria, and the girl yelled, Cobra Kai, never die, in the background. So he fought those fools and beat the fuck out of those fools. Mm-hmm. Like, that show is so dope.
Yeah.
I was like, but everything's been sick. It's a really good show. I love that Cobra Kai show.
So, yeah, so I finished watching that. Also watched, you know, that Jurassic Park animated series?
Yeah, I heard it's kind of good, right? Starts with a C, right?
Camp, Cree, whatever that
camp
timeline.
Creature, Create, or something?
It's that timeline, like Jurassic, Cretaceous.
Cretaceous, yeah.
Yeah, Camp Cretaceous. It's pretty good. I actually did watch a little bit of it when I was visiting my family. My nieces were watching it, and they're, like, super into it. They're so into it. Like, me and one of my nieces were playing Smash, and all of a sudden, I just, like, she just jumped off the stage. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? She's over there watching Jurassic World. I'm just playing.
Wow.
Like, her whole focus was on that the whole time. Not even like watching what we're doing.
That's funny.
I'm like, geez. But I also got into it too. I'm like, oh shit, this actually is pretty good. So yeah, it's about these kids. Like, actually, the whole, at least like the first two or three seasons, because there's four of them and I watched it all. The first two or three seasons happened during the last two movies.
Yeah.
Jurassic World.
I don't know if you don't remember, but we covered it here on Unfocus.
I kind of vaguely remember us talking about that too. But just to kind of hear them talk about it, like, it's like the whole incident that's happening in that first Jurassic World movie is happening in those first few episodes, and then like, and then they're on their own, and like everything has passed. That whole movie has been done, and
so
then
now,
they're
now
dealing
it's open
with
territory. And you see what happens.
Yeah, so they're kind of dealing with that a little bit, and then by season two or three, you'll see what happens, kind of a little bit, or you get a little bit of pieces of what's happening in the second movie. Not so much though, because I can't remember it honestly. But like, you see some of the creatures that were in that movie. It's like, oh shit, that was in that second movie, and they're here now. Oh, okay, that makes sense. But then it goes off somewhere else. It's crazy. It's just about these kids who are just trying to, you know, get back home some way and communicate, and it's wild. But yeah, that's a good one. If anyone
typical
to,
Jurassic Park shit, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's a good one to check out for sure. Also, started watching again, what's it called? Silicon Valley.
You finally started watching it?
I haven't got the last season. I haven't watched the last season.
Oh, you might be ahead of me. I think I was halfway through like the second to last season. Mm. So I'm not even that as far. I think you finally got past me even already.
Yeah, no, I've been knowing that forever, and it's just like, oh, I gotta watch that season six. But I'm like, but did I see season six or season five? So I watched some through season five. I was like, no, I've seen all this. So I'm on first episode of season six.
All right, so I've been recommending this show to you for years. What do you think about it?
Oh yeah, it's fucking hilarious. Actually, going through season five real quick again, I was like, shit, a lot of the shit they're talking about in that show, and this is from like 3-4 years ago, right?
Yeah.
A lot of that shit is so true, like right now, because they're talking about like Bitcoin, cryptocurrencies and all that. And,
oh yeah, they were talking about all that shit,
their whole
dude.
Thing is making their own internet, and that's the thing that's kind of happening right now, where the people are talking about this Web 3.0 right now, and that's kind of what they're doing in
a
decentralized internet and all that.
That's how they're able to save their data and not pay.
Right now.
Yeah, it's that show is very meta in general. Like, a lot of things that come up in there come up a lot, like especially with CEOs and the way they behave and shit of companies, like all that's just very meta for Blizzard.
Yeah and some of that shit too, for sure. So I was watching that again, and I was like, oh yeah, this was fun, and I was just like blown away by like how it was crazy,
how relevant.
And then I know I started watching something else. I saw the first two episodes of that How I Met Your Father.
Is it any good?
It's pretty good so far. Yeah, it's with Hilary Duff. Also has this one chick from this one show I was watching a while back, The Secret Life of the American Teenager. She's in there too. It's pretty good so far. It's only two episodes so far, so you're kind of just learning the characters right now and all that. It's pretty good so far. I'm liking it. I kind of see where they're trying to go with it right now. But yeah. Also, like, it was crazy that blew my mind right now too, because recently, literally just a couple of weeks ago, right, we lost Bob Saget, right?
Oh yeah, that was sad.
Yeah,
and Betty White.
And Betty White a couple weeks before that.
My dream fan cast for Genkai is gone.
Oh dude,
I'm so sad,
man. But in the first episode of How I Met Your Father, at the end of it, it said in memory of Bob Saget.
What the fuck? When did this show come out?
This show just dropped like 2 weeks ago.
But he died
about 2 weeks ago. So they must have, like, last second went in there.
It was 2 weeks ago already he died?
About 2 or 3 weeks by now, yeah.
Was it just 1 week, bro? He just died
last...
Was it just last week? Yeah, he just died last Friday.
Fuck. They got that shit in there.
How the fuck? That's what I'm saying. How the fuck did they do that?
Because I know that show just dropped, like, within the last week or two.
Bro, I'm going to have to look that up right now. Because, yeah, for sure, that just happened.
Unless they fucking were predicting some shit. Or unless they went back and just re-edit that video really quick and then re-put it out. That could be a thing, too.
That's pretty easy.
Disney's done some shit like that in the past.
Before, I was like, how are we doing this? Yeah, I was like, the fuck?
Stop hitting the table.
Right? Like, damn, man.
Oh, man. But yeah, so I thought that was kind of crazy. Like, fuck, they're quick on that, because we've seen trailers of that show for like months already. And then to see that in there, I was like, what
in
the
first
fuck?
Episode?
And then, in the first episode on top of that. And then for a quick second, I was like, why? I'm like, oh, yeah, because he was the narrator voice in How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, that makes sense. Like, I kind of got scared for a while. Like, why? I'm like, oh, wait, that makes sense. But yeah, so that's kind of what I've been up to. Oh, and I finished all the data of all the Digimon cards. I typed everything in. Everything's in there. All that data is there now. Basically done. I'm never done though.
Can you tell me if you got that promo Greymon against security plus one attack?
On my database? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Let's see. Promo Greymon.
It gives you security plus one.
Let's see. Is it a War Greymon or just a Greymon?
Greymon.
And it's a promo?
Yeah.
Let's see, where's promos?
I got three. I could use one more.
Well, if I have any. Actually, you know what I need to do, actually, is put actually how many I have of everything in here.
Okay, never mind.
I don't have that.
Okay.
But here's that promo Greymon.
Yeah, that's the one.
Hmm. I might have one.
I need one.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll see. I'll go check a look.
All right. Anything else here on Focus Week?
Started reading Avatar finally.
Oh, nice. The comics?
Yeah. I have Imbalance. I haven't read it yet, but I just Friday and started reading it. I'm like pretty much done with the first book of it, I believe. Yeah, it's all like freaking politics and like it's I think where they're at right now is going to be the future New Republic. Is that the name of the city that's in Korra?
Oh, Republic City.
Republic City, yeah. I think that what we're seeing right now is that in the future.
That's
and
cool.
And so it's kind of just building up. Right now there's a beef between benders and non-benders. Sound familiar?
Oh, there you go. Yeah, and so, it just keeps going, huh?
Yeah, so that's kind of happening. And they're putting together a council, and they're about to put a police force in the city.
And didn't they say Aang helped create Republic City?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, okay, that's so cool. I think that's happening right now right there. So yeah, I'll continue reading that. But, yeah.
All right, for me... I got some more Digimon starters, so I got some more memory boosts. That's mainly why I bought them. A couple things did serve my advantage, though, because I was like, damn, there's a couple blue cards I could use doubles of in here, you know, and there you go, you know, worked out well. Mainly got for the memory boost, though. Got a few packs, too. Got a lot of holos in all the packs. I got one of those sets that we used to get where it gets you, like, four packs or six packs of, like...
Oh, those, they're still around?
I went to the same place and they still had them, and they're just cheaper now.
At Core TCG?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
No, not Core TCG.
What King is it? Fandom?
No, it's in Sherman Oaks.
Oh, I haven't been to that spot. They never remember. Paper Heroes?
Paper Heroes.
Yeah, I haven't been there yet.
Yeah.
I've been there once. Never mind.
They still have them, so I was like, okay. Let me get a couple of these. And I got a holo in almost everything.
Yeah, I think you're guaranteed one holo in out of those four packs.
Well, shit, I got one in every pack almost.
In every pack?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
I got that Seraphmon. I got a new Imperial Jamon.
Ooh, okay.
Not new, you know, the same one from before. A Chaosmon.
Mm-hmm.
And then something else. I think the other thing was just rare. But everything else was
the
all...
Chaosmon's just rare.
Yeah, that maybe that was just rare. Yeah. But everything else I got out of the four or five packs was super rare or better. And I was like, shit.
I think you're guaranteed one holo for sure.
Yeah, I got more than that.
Yeah, because DJ and I had that incident where we're like, I'll trade you this pack. I'm like, let's see if these are holo first. And then...
But see, how could they know? How could they know? There's like no
the
way.
Like the company? Like when they package it? I don't know. They have their ways, I'm sure.
I guess they'd have to. But anyway,
yeah, because also when you buy boxes, I think you're it's kind of set. People know you're guaranteed, I think, seven like secret rares or some shit like that. There's some number where like you're guaranteed a certain number of holos out of a box.
But see, like the fact that like there's like a ghost rare that you never know if it'll be in there. Like,
yeah, and
that's bullshit.
And there's a secret rare or that secret rare where like it could be in there, it could be not. But at the very least, seven holos, regardless of whether or not they're secret rares or not.
Okay, so that's where you get seven holos. Yeah. Well, I guess you're right. There must be some kind of way to know.
They got their ways, I'm sure.
Well, either way, I feel like I got too much for that box. I got fucking one in every. I got one in every pack almost. So I'm like, that's I don't cool. need them, but I'm like, they were cool ones to get. The Imperial Jamon never hurts to have more of him, especially I think that
the blue one or the green.
The blue one.
Yeah, I think the blues are gonna definitely spike. Go up a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, especially we know Paladin mode's coming, and you know there's some supportive cards for it in the classic set coming out soon.
The EX, yeah.
You know what I was gonna tell you? You know what you want? You want that XVmon, dude, from the classic set, because you're like, if this card is under an Imperial Jamon, it gives it jamming.
Mm-hmm.
So you could give the green one jamming.
See, the thing I didn't like about that whole set, because I knew there's a new Imperial Jamon there, a bunch of new VMon, XVmons, and all that, right? But the Imperial Jamon in that set, like, almost doesn't have anything, and you have to make it as good as the old Imperial Jamon by having all these inherited.
I think you don't know what that one's for yet. That's why, because that's for cards that aren't even all the way out yet. You know what I mean? Because it says if a card has free in its name, and we don't have those yet.
No, so. We do. They're on the EX set.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like I don't think we've gotten enough of them for you to see like how that's useful yet.
Yeah.
You know? But that XVmon, man, that goes good with your green. You can give the green Imperial Jamon jamming.
I was thinking of that too. Yeah,
that's what I'm I was like, man, I thought about you and I saw that. I'm like, dude, you want this guy? And give your shit.
We actually do have a lot of free. There's an Armadillomon's free, Grand Quagamon's free.
I've never seen any of these guys.
Yeah, these are all free attributes. You know, like free is one of them. I think Data is another one of them. Like putting together
it's an attribute. It's not
it's
in the
one
name.
Of the attributes. Yeah, no, it's not in the name.
Oh,
it's in the attributes.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, according to my database that I put together. There's a lot of frees that already exist. Vmons, Armadillomons, Hawkmon, Aquilamon. Actually, it sounds like a lot of the season 2 bitches are free attributes.
Maybe I need to look them a little more carefully.
Stingmon, Wormmon, Shakugan. Yeah, honestly, all the fucking...
Well, this is only going to pertain to Blues anyway, though, but... So like, I don't know how many Blues are free. But anyway,
yeah, they exist already, so maybe we should look into that backlog.
But you got to look for that XVmon, because you want to give that green jamming, I'm assuming, and make him just like the blue guy.
Yeah, that'd be pretty sick.
So yeah, I was just noticing that. I have a classic set, one Digimon gift box that I got for Chris, which I've been waiting to give him, but we haven't seen him yet. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, fuck, man, I really want to open that, because I want some of those classic packs. So I'm like, I'm not going to do it, though.
The set should be dropping, like, this week or next week?
Yeah, that's what they say, but this happens every time, and it doesn't fucking come out when it's supposed to.
Yeah, it keeps getting pushed, that's true.
Yeah, like, I think it's supposed to come out, like, I think 2 days ago or next week.
Yeah, it's like...
It's something like that.
It's somewhere around this time, yeah. I think it was the 17th.
Yeah, I think it's 2 days ago, right? Yeah, today's the 19th. But it's not here yet. So now I think it's Monday. But, you know, that could get pushed too. You know, who knows? Anyway, other things I did... I saw this old school horror movie called The Faculty, which is pretty crazy. It's about students trying to escape their teachers because their teachers are aliens and being transformed into aliens, you know, by the other aliens and shit. So basically, it's infecting the other teachers, and the teachers are all becoming aliens. They all want to kill and eat the kids, you know, take over the planet and shit. Pretty crazy. Has all these famous people in it you didn't expect. What's her name? Selma Hayek's in it.
Cool.
What's that guy's name? It has the Today Show. Can't remember his name right now. He's a talk show host now, but he's in it. Usher's in it. Fucking, who else is in it? It's from, like, 2000s. And I was like, man, how come I never seen this movie? All these motherfuckers are in it that were, like, not only are they popular now, they're popular at the time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how did I never fucking see this movie?
That's funny.
Yeah, so I watched that. It's on HBO Max if anyone wants to check it out.
Oh, okay.
Other cool shit. Cobra Kai, as I told AJ, I blazed through season one, and now I'm like slowly kind of getting through season two. I think it's becoming real to me. Like, I know I got three seasons to watch, but I don't want to catch up that quick.
Yeah.
So I kind of started pacing season two out.
Yeah.
Fucking really good. I love it a lot. Tweaking my decks, especially my Agumon Red. I'm kind of messing around with that a little bit. Reading the Venom comic by Donny Cates. It's connected to the Thor comic that I was reading that I had been talking about, the God Butcher story with Gore the God Butcher, the one that the Love and Thunder movie is going to be based on. This story connects to that. It opens out with a flashback of the symbiote killing a bunch of Asgardian gods. And then it kicks in, and Eddie Brock wakes up having a nightmare about that, you know? And, you know, so they're...
Because they're all connected.
In the comics, it's not even an issue. Yeah, that's not even a problem that it's all connected, you know? but yeah, you know, it's been really good, very weird. I can't predict what's going to happen. But it's cool because, like, Eddie Brock gets kidnapped by this ex-military guy, and he's like, tell me everything you know about the symbiote. And he's like, you know, Eddie Brock explains it, and he's like, you know, he's like, and then we're the first one that crashed to the planet. And he's like, wrong. That part you said is the only thing you said that's wrong. He's like, he shows him a picture of these military guys, a unit of, like, six guys, and they all got fucking black symbiotes on. And he's like, because the military shield, I guess, had it, and they tested it out by giving it to their soldiers to, you know, use them in war to see how good they are and shit. So Venom has some predecessors he didn't know about. And I'm like, this shit's pretty interesting. I'm like, that's cool.
Interesting,
good comic. I've been reading that. And Peacemaker. I wish I could say I've seen all three episodes. I've only seen the first episode. Man, that show is fucking wild. I highly recommend that show. Dude, you never saw the Suicide Squad movie, did you?
Mm-mm.
Damn, man.
Do you have to watch that, or should you watch that to watch Peacemaker?
You have to watch it. I mean, I guess you don't have to, but... You should, because there's things people talk about that are like, you know, they're like, oh, when this happened to you, or, you know, what happened to this guy? I thought he was this, you know, and you're like, oh, okay. See, it's probably
they make
better.
Movie references.
Yeah, just not a lot, but here and there.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you could watch it without it, but you know how we are, we're going to want to know what they're fucking talking about, so you might as well just watch it. Plus, that Suicide Squad movie is fucking amazing. It's really good.
Is it on HBO Max yet?
I believe it's still on. It was from the beginning.
Eternals is up there. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was always on there. I don't know if they took it off.
No, I watched Eternals too.
Had you not seen it before?
I've seen it before.
Okay.
But it was on Disney Plus, so I'm like, fuck it. I learned nothing new.
I was considering watching it again because of the same thing. I was like, man, I feel like that's a big movie. Maybe I should see it again.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, so Peacemaker's great. Man, it starts off with this hilarious, like, their opening song, you know? It's a dance sequence with all the actors from the fucking show.
What movie is this?
This is
show?
The Peacemaker
show. Opened it like that?
Yeah, the John Cena show.
The John Cena show.
Yeah, John Cena is the main character, you know? And so I told my sister I was watching the Peacemaker show. She's like, I'm trying to understand how you're watching a show with John Cena. And I was like, damn, good one, good one. But yeah, it's got this crazy ass, not just a regular dance sequence, it's like a complicated fucking dance sequence. And these fools are all doing it and shit together. And you're just like, the fuck? And granted, and mind you, there's no musical shit in the fucking show at all. There's nothing like that in the show.
Just the opening.
That's just the opening. That's funny. And it reminds me of anime. You know, when you're watching like an opening for an anime that's serious, and you know they got the fight scenes and the cool shit, and then for some reason the characters are doing like a dance like sequence together, and you're just like, why is this happening? Like,
I'm actually getting Axe Gang fucking vibes from
Kung Fu Hustle.
Yeah, Kung Fu Hustle. Yeah,
bro, that's what it's comparative to. The dance sequences are like that, like the Axe Gang and shit. It's pretty it's gnarly, man.
It's funny.
So. You could even just watch the intro without watching the show or the movie and just be like, the fuck? Like, okay, maybe I want to watch this. You know, this is wild. Mm. So yeah, Peacemaker's been really good. Off the wall. Very bloody. A little more sexy than I thought it was going to be too. So, you know, keep that in mind when you watch it.
Is this like their Deadpool or something?
Yeah. Yeah. He doesn't feel that extreme in the movie, but now when he's solo, it feels very Deadpoolish. Like, maybe not like referencing the camera and shit, but like in the vibe. Yeah, you're right. Very Deadpool.
Okay.
And that's about it. What else? Playing Splatoon. I don't think it's new. I think I told you I've been getting this fucking trick where if I see somebody in the air, I know how to jump up and fucking shoot, like, one shot them in the air with the blaster. Okay.
I know you mentioned it to me. I'm not sure if you mentioned it on the show or not.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I started fucking seeing fools. I just run up and fucking jump up and, like, literally touch them with a blaster and fucking shoot them in the face with it. Just
point blank, huh?
Yeah, because that's guaranteed one shot. If you can do that, you know? And I'm like, oh, I see this guy. Bam! And I'm like, no, I just kind of one shot fools whenever they get it, when I see them doing shit that I don't like, you know?
That's wild.
So, still can't get them all on S. I have 3 S's right now. I'm fucking very annoyed. I don't have 4 S's. I want 4 S's.
Me too.
I feel like I'm going to get an X before I get 4 S's. You know what I mean? Like,
I might have. What did I make? S plus? I don't think I made X.
I got an S plus 0 one time.
Yes. Yeah, because that's you start to prestige. So yeah, I made it there with something, but I think I dropped back down for a little bit.
Dude, I only kept it for the 4 rounds it allowed me. I got the S plus 0. Man, it was weird because I got a skip rank. I went from A plus to S plus 0.
Oh yeah.
I was like, oh, shit, I skipped rank.
That does happen sometimes. I forgot, yeah.
Yeah, it's never happened to me before. And I was like, oh, shit, I skipped rank. And then, like, literally, man, like, the four matches I played, I was out, like, already back down to S. And I was like, oh, man. Like, it was, I felt like everybody, it's not like everyone was better than me. Mm-hmm. I just feel like everyone was playing ahead of me. Like, we were playing Tower Control. We're talking about Splatoon for anyone who's lost. It's like a shooting game, an ink-based shooting game for Nintendo. But every time I was doing stuff like my regular shit, like, I felt like everybody was all the way the fuck over here. I'm like, but the tower's back here. And like they were like clearing the area ahead of the tower. And so the real battle was happening ahead of the tower. And I was like, oh, I'm in over my head right now. Like, I realized like everyone's just playing on a different level right now. Like, it was pretty interesting.
You're like just a step or two ahead of you right there. Like,
yeah. And I was like, and by the time I caught up on what was happening, splat. You know what I mean? Like, oh, okay, I should be over here. And I start going that way, bam, splatted. Like, somebody was watching me like not do shit or whatever, you know. So it was interesting stuff.
That's crazy, yeah. Actually, I did play some Splatoon with my niece like last month too.
She plays that
there.
Too?
Not really. She only plays story mode. I was trying to play, like, you know, like, versus mode with her. She didn't know anything about Splat Zone or Tower or anything like that. So I was just beating her. She's like, how are you beating me? Like, I didn't even see you. I'm like, it's Tower. Yeah, you don't know how Tower works? Like, and I had to teach her real quick.
Those games are confusing
but
if you don't know.
Then I was like, oh, you only play the story mode. That's why you don't know how to play this right now.
Those games are mad confusing if you don't know what's going on, for sure. Like, all right. I guess that basically does it for the InFocus weeks.
I also played some more Pokemon Pearl or Shining Pearl. I think I just got my second badge. About
More Smash Bros. We've been playing more Smash Bros. Too. Man, fucking Sephiroth and Cloud can do so much shit, bro. It's so annoying. Like, they got so much range, dude. Like,
Sephiroth's annoying.
Yeah, you play the battlefield, up smash for Sephiroth covers the whole battlefield. Because it's like this, like it's like a
the one of those waving swing. Ones, yeah.
It covers everything. If you're not staying on the very edge of the platform, of the upper platform to the left, you're going to get hit by it, or you're going to block it, or you're going to have to dodge it.
That's crazy.
And if all you have to do is walk two steps, and now you're in that range now, you're just like, oh my god, this is really annoying. I was able to fucking, when Steve and I were playing, so you know, his counter's annoying because even if he doesn't counter you, he still fucking swings.
Clouds or?
No, Sephiroth.
Sephiroth, okay.
Yeah, he does a counter, and most characters, if the counter doesn't hit, nothing happens.
Yeah.
He counters, if nothing happens, he throws an attack.
Yeah, it has a little burst that happens, yeah.
Yeah, so it gives him a shield of protection if you try to out-time his... Mm-hmm. Man, he did that to me, and I fucking... So I did the bat with Lucas.
Ooh.
He reflected the bat. The bat kept going, and the beams reflected back at him and knocked him the fuck out.
What the fuck?
Yeah, because the bat kept reflecting, and the beams came out, and the beams reflected back, too. And the bat doubles anything it hits. And it was right in his face. And so he got that, and then click, you hear the bat hit anyway. And boom, like swung the fuck out. And he had low percentage, and I was like, oh, shit.
That's wild.
At the same time, when he was using fucking Cloud, he had Limit Break. I was at 41 damage. He did some up move with his Limit Break, killed me. I was at zero. Put me at 40, dead.
Damn.
40% dead. Instant. I was fucking smacked the front of the screen. I was like, really?
Oh, so you flew upwards.
Yeah. That far for you to smack the screen at 40%. I was like, whoa, Limit Break's no joke, dude.
Yeah. Like, as soon as you hear it, you gotta like
just dodge it.
Just dodge him for a little bit until you like... Jesus. Also, he kind of has to use it right away, too, because once he gets it, he doesn't have it for long.
It's a countdown,
right? Yeah, the Limit Break, if he doesn't use it, it'll just disappear after a while.
Okay, and we're talking about Super Smash Brothers Ultimate, right?
Yeah, we were talking about Splatoon a while ago, but now we're talking about Super Smash Bros.
Unfocused, guys, unfocused. But yeah, man, the mechanics of... It took me a minute to realize why I knocked him out with that bat, and I was like... What happened there at that? I was like, oh, because you could hear it, but you don't really know what that means at first, you know, because you're like, why is he out? And I was like, oh, that sound came out. And then I heard the click after that sound came out. So he just reflected everything. It was like the Amakakiru Ryuno Hirameki, you know?
Nice. You know what's funny? I was actually, because I was going through some old videos last night, and I also found a video that we recorded of us doing some meteor matches back in Melee, right? And it was, I'm pretty sure it was me, you, and Hose, Samus, Mario, Yoshi versus a Captain Falcon, right?
Oh my god.
And there's no audio of us, right? But I can tell.
Oh, there's no audio of us? That's too bad.
But I can tell what we were laughing about because you would pause it sometimes. And I started laughing because I know exactly why you paused it. Because right when you paused it, Captain Falcon was right there. He walked two steps and went, show me your moves. That's all. He came back from the platform, walked two steps, went, show me your moves.
After you guys asked it?
No, after you guys asked it. Came back off the platform, walked two steps,
and taunted.
Show me your moves. And then you pause it right there. Because at the same time, you also walked up to him, and you also punched him at the same time. And of course, he's just sitting there show me your moves. You're punching him, and you're like, and you pause it. It's like, and I'm pretty sure we're just laughing. I'm pretty sure you're like, this fool has the audacity to come back, talk right in the middle of the stage.
I feel like that's the word I said to audacity. This fool has the audacity.
like that happened a couple of times too, where I heard or saw something and then someone paused it right away. I'm like, we're laughing because of that, because I know exactly what, I don't know, just those little key moments, you just hear them, you just know exactly what happened.
That's so funny.
So that was kind of fun to watch.
We gotta get Hose back in here for a meteor match soon.
Right, but yeah. Turn on the GameCube again.
Yep.
I'm thinking of maybe I wanted to do something with those videos, just some animation over it to kind of explain how the meteor matches work.
Yeah, sure. Steve and Drew should learn about that, because
we should go back to GameCube and
maybe
teaching that shit, because I feel like that teaches some type of skill in some way.
It does. It takes more precision. It's funny because when we were talking, I meteored the shit out of one of them because they had low damage, and I comboed them with Lucas, and I ended it with that drop kick he does, and it hit perfect and meteored. You're like, how do you get out of that? I'm like, just don't be beneath it.
Yeah,
I don't have any advice. I'm not trying to be an asshole. I'm like, literally, you just can't be beneath it. You can't.
When you know there's a move like that, just don't be underneath it. Or
yeah, like
don't
learn,
be in front
learn
of it
who,
or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, just learn who has those, and just when you see them doing that, just stay away from them, you know, or come at them a different way.
Yeah.
Because I got nothing for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what happens. And if you're there, it's done pretty much.
Meteor,
you either predict that it's going to happen or you stay out the way.
Yeah. We still got to teach them more intricate teching. We got to put them on that Hyrule level so they can figure out teching.
Yeah. You know, I was watching some videos, some just random like tournaments in Ultimate. And I was watching some Yoshis, and there's some shit. Like, because Yoshi's, like, attacks, some of his attacks are different now.
Yeah.
Like, they look different animation and shit. And they have slightly new properties in some of them, too.
For sure. Like, that's what we noticed in Ultimate right away, because that's why he's better now. He can combo a little bit better. That's right?
Apparently, I think it's his up tilt. He swings his tail around, kind of like fucking overhead type of thing. I think he can hit behind him now with an up tilt. With his tail.
Dude, you should use that. Yeah, that's dope.
Because I saw someone comboing with that shit. I also saw someone grab the ledge, drop off a little bit, and then throw an egg so straight that it like hits the floor and kind of almost rolls on the floor. Because it also has a little bounce in it too, and it hits
the
floor.
He falls and skids it off the floor.
Yeah, kind of like skip rocking off the ground.
Oh shit!
Yeah, so it kind of goes like the straight trajectory across the floor.
Damn.
With a little bounce in it too. That's kind of weird.
I'm still trying to master that with Wii Fit Trainer. Like, there's a way to skid that fucking soccer ball perfect. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Damn, that sounds
cool.
But
doing it with an A that's supposed to lob, you
know?
No,
I understand. Like, that's
what the fuck.
My point was that sounds harder than what I'm trying to do. Like,
yeah. So, like, I gotta go and figure that shit out now. I was like, oh, okay, that's some shit to know.
Eggs are better in that game for sure. But anyway, so I guess that's the RN Focus Week. So, ready to jump into some news?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay! This is the news.
Let's do it!
The news.
Yeah!
What?
All right, real quick before we do that, don't forget you guys can email us at unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com. If you have questions, comments, concerns, things you wanted to talk about that we didn't talk about, corrections about shit we've said, feel free. Email us. We like them.
Yeah.
So, AJ,
also, as you listen to the show, you know, go play some video games. Like, you don't have to watch us. Have us on the background.
You could watch us.
You could watch us.
But you don't have to.
You don't have to. Maybe look over once in a while and see what we're talking about. But, you know, like, go play some video games. Just listen to us in the background. That's what we're here for. Just to, like, you know, be your background noise. Give you some cool information. But you want me to kick it off? I have, like, 5 stories.
Oh.
They're all pretty big, though.
Maybe I should kick it off then, huh?
All right.
First thing I don't care about, but, you know, I'll tell you guys about it anyway because I feel like it's in this nerd community. FX is reviving a show that just recently got canceled called Justified. It was a pretty big show on TV. I know a lot of people
wouldn't heard of it.
Yeah, it's like a Western cowboy kind of thing, I think.
Yeah.
People wouldn't shut the fuck up about it. That's why I'm bringing it up now, is because I feel like people I know that like play video games and like anime and stuff were talking about Justified. And it got revived. FX is picking it back up into a new show called Justified City Prime Evil.
Did they have it before? Or did someone else have it?
I think it was FX they had it before, yeah.
Okay.
So, that's something you guys should check out if you're into Justified. It is back. I just wanted to bring that up real quick.
Is FX Fox? And is FX, if that's true, is this the same Fox that is owned by Disney? Because if so, maybe Disney money's behind that reviving of the show. Just saying, just trying to connect some dots here.
No? I don't know. I don't think that's the same FX. I think it's... I don't know. I'm not sure. I think so.
I forget who owns FX. I feel like it's Fox. I'm not sure, though.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, we'll look into that. We'll do some research. Other quick piece of news. You ever remember that movie The Santa Claus with Tim Allen? It's going to get a Disney Plus show. And Tim Allen's going to be in it.
Okay.
So
that's cool.
The Santa Claus Returns, guys. All
right,
AJ.
I remember like in the first one, and it was like there's like 3, right?
There's more than one?
Yeah, there is more than one.
Shut up. There's
at least 2. I think there's 3.
Holy shit. Mm-hmm. I just remember seeing the first one when I was a kid. I didn't know there was 2 and 3.
I think I saw the second one. I don't think I saw the third one, if that does exist, but I think there is 3.
And he's like a regular guy that starts like transforming into Santa Claus.
Yeah, he's like a normal guy, and he kills Santa on accident, so he inherits the Santa powers.
Yeah, I remember that. That's kind
of
cool.
And then every year, like, you know, he starts to gain weight, grow a beard all of a sudden, and he has to go out and deliver presents and shit, and he has to go check in with the elves and all that.
Could be a good Disney Plus show, actually.
Yeah, I think it would be cool. I like the idea there. I think one of them, I think he has a battle with Jack Frost, I think is what it is. Yeah. It's like him versus Jack Frost or some shit like that.
Is it like, what's his name? Tom,
I think it's like Martin Short who plays Jack Frost too.
Oh, that's
something
funny.
Like that.
I was thinking about who plays him in that movie. Is it Michael Keaton or is it Tom? I think it's Michael Keaton that plays Jack Frost in the movie, right? Like from the 90s?
Oh, I have no clue. I didn't even know there was an actual movie like that.
I was like, is it Michael Keaton? Like, that'd be funny.
That would be funny. I don't think it's him, though.
No, it's probably not. All right. Yeah. Your turn, AJ. Go for it.
So, it was one of the big stories that just happened yesterday. Microsoft, looking like they're about to buy Activision Blizzard. Like, cold hard cash, putting down money.
Shit, they need it, man. Somebody need to buy Blizzard's bitch ass.
Right? So, looks like they're going to go and buy them for $68.7 billion. And this is all cash is what it said, too. So, like, they have this money, Microsoft there, which is interesting. Which, of course, you know, Microsoft, you know, has Xbox. Xbox is, you know, their big game thing, right? And right now, like, they're trying to go through with this whole streaming of games and all that. They have their Xbox Live or Xbox Game Pass is what it is now, where if you have that service, you pay like a monthly subscription and you're given like access to all these games that you can just stream or download to your Xboxes and start playing. I think it's even available on PC as well. So they're kind of trying to go after this market where they're more about the games and the giving of games rather than building the machines right now. Because I think they even said like even their consoles right now are just made for you to be able to stream their games and all that. So them buying Activision Blizzard would be huge because that's just a bigger catalog of games that they can offer you now. Especially one of the popular ones that Activision owns, which is Call of Duty, right?
Maybe our next Diablo game will be better.
Yeah, exactly. Overall, maybe all the games will be better in the future. Hopefully, they'll go ahead and stop the freaking yearly tradition of new Call of Duty games and just give that a rest and maybe have one every couple of years or every freaking year.
Dude, I don't see how we need annoying. One every year, yeah, no, dude. That's so, just yeah. wild.
That is wild. And it's because they have two different studios on it, too. Like we,
I know,
because the Treyarch and whatever, it's not whatever, what is it called?
We've been covering this since Infocus began. I remember that there were two types of Call of Duty games coming out.
Yeah, we talked about it before, but that maybe they'll break that whole cycle. I don't know. Also, the whole Blizzard part of it too. We got the Diablo, StarCraft, and all that. Maybe those games would be better in some way. Maybe Diablo would be better. Who knows? Diablo 4 is not even out yet. So, I don't know. Maybe something can change there. Overall, people are just hoping that once Microsoft gets the hold of this whole thing, that they'll kick out the main head, CEO, Bobby Kotick.
The asshole, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, supposedly he's the root of the whole bad culture there in that business right now.
That's what a lot of people are saying, man.
As of right now, though, nothing's done and set in stone yet. Actually, this purchase doesn't even start to begin until maybe like June or something like that, when their fiscal year starts. Fiscal year. It's actually the year. For the year for them, for 2023, starts in June 2022, which is weird. That's something that I heard. That is weird, but that's when it's supposed to start, and that's when they'll start like, you know, doing that whole process. And the whole process may take a year to happen, as we've seen previously when Disney buying Fox and all that, right? Mm-hmm. So it might take a while. As of now, until that point happens, like that Bobby Kotick dude is gonna stay there. But as soon as that whole process is done, Microsoft is probably gonna kick him out.
I don't think any company will keep him because it's bad press. Yeah,
exactly. And people are like saying like, why is Microsoft gonna keep him? Like, what the hell's wrong? Well, it's because they can't really do anything. It's not theirs yet.
Can't fire him.
They gotta wait for this whole process, all the paperwork. So you know, gotta dot the T's and cross the I's and all that. You know. I know I said that wrong. I know what I said.
I didn't even realize until you said it.
And then also, too, the other thing, too, that I thought was crazy, because they're buying this whole thing for $68 billion, right? Billion. Disney bought Fox for $71 billion, so it's almost like that
we're
high
getting
in the price.
Comparable,
right?
Yeah.
And then Disney bought Marvel for $4 billion. Oh, the other thing crazy that came up, too, Activision actually bought MLG back in 2015.
Really?
Yeah. So
I remember that.
So yeah, I don't remember it either. It might have came up. I think I remember hearing about it.
I feel like I remember hearing about them like working with them and supporting them, or like, and but I didn't know that they bought them.
Yeah, or Activision actually bought MLG, so they own that whole thing. And that was just to go ahead and like support their esports shit, their Call of Duty tournaments and all that. But I haven't heard too much about that in a while. But once this whole thing goes through, then Microsoft technically will own MLG. Maybe they can do more tournaments, Halo tournaments, right? Because Halo was a big tournament thing back in the day, too. So You can do shit like that. Maybe that MLG would be part of the whole Blizzard shit, right? And StarCraft tournaments again. Who knows? So this is kind of big for Microsoft. But yeah, that's kind of what's going on with that right now.
Okay. In other news, Nintendo Switch is going to be releasing one of the more famous trilogies of video games, onto the Switch and to the Switch OLED.
Oh yeah, the OLED. OLED.
It's gonna be the Assassin's Creed.
Oh, that was gonna be Metroid.
That would be sick.
There's rumors that the Metroid Prime trilogy is supposed to be coming out pretty soon.
I'd be way more hyped if it was that. But this is fun. This is still cool, but not what I wanted. This is called the Assassin's Creed Ezio Collection, which includes Assassin's Creed 2, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, and Assassin's Creed Revelations. And these all kind of tell a similar, like, the same story, I guess, throughout the games. And yeah, you're going to be able to get all of these on Nintendo Switch pretty soon, so, you know, keep your eyes open for that. It is going to be buyable. This comes out February 17th. So, you know.
Oh, soon.
Yeah, pretty soon.
You know what? Like, I hear, like, all these ports have not been the best on the Switch. I just saw a clip for someone playing Kingdom Hearts. Apparently, they released a trilogy out for the Switch. And the game, like, someone was in the middle of a big battle, started to swing at things. The game kind of froze a little bit, took a couple of frame skips, and all of a sudden, the dude was dead. He's like, what the fuck?
Oh my god, reminds me of Diablo 2 days. I hate right? that.
Yeah, it's like that. And then a little, while that was happening, and the frame skip happening, then it said he was dead. At the same time, you got a little message that says, oh, the network connection is not the best, so we're lowering your resolution or something like that.
The
it's
fuck?
Like, why the fuck is it even connected online? Like, that game doesn't
you
even
don't
be
need
online.
That. Like, yeah, what the fuck?
It's weird. So, I don't know. Maybe this game might meet that same fate. Who knows?
Okay. Well, in my news here, one other thing I want to bring up real quick. Batgirl. I don't know if you know, but there's a Batgirl 2022 movie that they've been talking about.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Come out exclusively to HBO Max. So here's the reason why the fans are not excited about this movie is because it's confusing, bro. Like, you know, DC's already confusing enough right now, right?
It is.
But so,
isn't that what the C stands for in DC? Confusing?
That's what I'm starting to feel like. Detective Confusing Comics. And, okay, so, you know, they got the Michael Keaton Batman, which apparently is going to appear in the Flash movie, right?
Hmm.
It's supposed to be in a separate universe, right? Apparently, Michael Keaton's Batman is going to be in her movie. All right, fine, whatever. But then, what's the guy who plays J. Jonah Jameson?
Oh my god. Well, that dude.
Yeah, the actor that plays
J.K. Simmons.
J.K. Simmons. He, you know, he plays J. Jonah Jameson, and he's famously played Commissioner Gordon in, you know, the Justice League movies.
I forgot about that, but yeah.
So guess what? So Michael Keaton's playing Batman in this movie, and he's playing Commissioner Gordon. And I'm like, what? I'm like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, are they like...
Did we see Gordon in the original? I don't remember. We must have.
Yeah, yeah. We saw him. Different actor. But I'm just like, dude, what does that mean? I'm like, Commissioner Gordon from the new stuff and Michael Keaton from the old Batman stuff are in the same.
I don't know what DC's trying to do, man.
You're confusing me, man. Also, what do you think about this costume?
Kind of boring.
Kind of CW-ish, right? It's kind of
lame. That's true, too, yeah.
Yeah, I don't like it, bro. I'm like, I feel like they can do better, man.
Yeah, no, I feel like they could do better. Like, it looks like they got, like, a cool jacket and just got it, like, a cool color and added the patch. Like, it looks like a biker jacket.
It's funny you say that. People are saying that maybe that's on purpose because she, you know, Batgirl famously rides around on the Batcycle while Batman and Robin roll in the Batmobile.
Right.
But even so, I still don't like the look of it. I feel like it's too simple, too boring. Like, and then the bright blue and like the purple and yellow is like, I know that that's the old school Batgirl look, but I'm like, I don't feel like it works now.
Yeah, Leo says it's based on the comic book look.
I know what it's based on. I'm just saying it doesn't look good, I don't think. I wish it looked better. I feel like some of the CW costumes from the TV shows look better.
Hmm.
And that sucks.
Like, I don't think it looks horrible. I don't think it looks...
I don't think it's horrible either.
Yeah, but like, I feel like it could have been better for, you know, today's standards in a way. I don't know.
Like, we have some sick costumes now. Like,
yeah.
I always think about this one. I know a lot of people don't think about this first. I always think about the Punisher's costume in Daredevil Season 2. Fucking so sick. He spray-painted the top half of the skull, and the bullets were the fucking teeth of the skull. I was like, that's so Marvel. I'm like, you made it look real, and like, useful, but he still fucking put the cool ass design on it. I was like, that's fucking sick. I feel like it's been rare to see a that good costume since Punisher in Daredevil Season 2. The one I will give credit to is in No Way Home. Spoiler alert. Spider-Man No Way Home. Spoiler alert. Dude, at the very end when he comes out with that fucking blue and red Spider-Man costume, like,
yeah,
it doesn't look like any of the movies. It looks out of the fucking comic. Like, they took it out the comic and put it on the screen.
Yeah.
I fucking love that. That was the last thing I liked since Punisher. And I'm like, I feel like, I don't know. They either try way too hard or not hard enough. And it's kind of frustrating. Yeah. You know?
This is kind of a little of both.
That's funny. That's fucking funny.
Way too hard, but not hard enough.
Oh, man. Yeah. But anyway, Batgirl, the movie. Hopefully I'm wrong. Hopefully other people feel differently. If you guys like it, maybe I'm crazy. You know, I'm pretty judgmental type of guy. So, you know, ignore me. But yeah, Batgirl's costume. You know, check it out. AJ, you want to hit us with a piece of news?
Yeah. So let's talk about some police officers playing Pokemon Go.
So wait. It's a great story. Before I tell you that, do you know about Hawk and Cobra Kai?
What about
spoiler alert for season one of Cobra Kai.
Okay.
You know that moment where he takes his jacket off and does the fucking the wings
flexing, yeah,
to make the wings flag, right?
Right, right.
Did you know he only originally he didn't do that on camera. He just did that to make Miguel laugh.
Oh yeah.
Him and they were playing around and joking, and he fucking took his shirt down and started doing that, and that fool Miguel was laughing, you know. And the director saw that. He's like, "Yo, do that Hawk thing you did like earlier." He's like, "No, that was just for fun. We're just playing, you know?" He's like, No. He's like, "Do it." He's like, "I want you to do it. We're going to focus on it." And he did, you know? That was my favorite moment, like my second favorite moment in the whole season. That's
definitely a moment, yeah.
That was fucking hilarious, dude.
Like, it does come up a couple more times, too, throughout the series, too.
Oh, my God. I didn't even know that. That's so funny.
So it does happen some more. So.
I just wanted to tell you that whole thing was born from just a joke.
That's funny.
And then that ended up being like a main thing.
Yeah, I like those moments where, like, you know, the actors themselves, you know, come up with something, and then, like, the director is like, "Yo, that was pretty dope. Let's fucking do that right here." Mm-hmm. Like, especially when, like, listening to the Office Ladies podcast where they kind of review episodes of The Offices.
How is that?
It's cool because every week is it's a new episode. That they, you know, isn't it going in order of the seasons and all that, right? And they'll talk about moments like, yeah, this whole moment, that was all unscripted, you know, this dude just, you know, started just going along, and the other actors started going along with them, and no one broke, so they kept it in because it was that good.
Cool.
Yeah, and there's one moment, too, they just recently talked about in, like, the last episode of season either 4 or 5, where there's this whole, like, 2-3 minute, like, conversation. It was maybe like a minute, really, of these two actors just talking about something, just having a good time, just laughing about things, right? And they kept that whole thing in. That whole thing was unscripted. It was just them just fucking around, but it made perfect sense to the story, and it looked like it was written like that, but it wasn't written at all. So it was kind of, and then they even like they did something together at the same time that they didn't even talk about. Like they're making like a Jaws kind of reference, but they didn't say Jaws. But then they both went like dun dun. Dun 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 dun, like together at the same time without even talking about it.
Oh, that's fucking funny.
And then it was so good that they didn't even like laugh about it either, like that hard.
They just kept it going.
And they kept it going from there too. And it was just so good that like we're gonna keep that out. And it wasn't scripted, but that was awesome.
That's dope.
So yeah, I like moments like that. So hearing that fucking Hawk thing,
yeah,
that's funny.
That's just to make Miguel laugh. And there you go, it became a big thing.
It's a thing now. That's crazy. All right. Anyways, should I move on to Pokemon?
Yeah, man, hit it. Sorry.
So this is in L.A. Two LAPD officers have been fired. This happened in 2017. Only reason why it's coming up now is because they went in and tried to put an appeal in so they could just be rehired and the whole thing could just be forgotten about. And a California judge is like, nope.
Not on my watch.
Denied, pretty much. So this happened actually like near like the Crenshaw, in between Crenshaw and Inglewood area, somewhere like right over there. Because they're talking about like certain locations. I went to go look it up to see where it was at. It's out over there, so it's not that too far. But yeah, one dude was like, I guess over some monitor or something, was like, "Yo, there's a Snorlax, dude." And then at the same time, they were getting like a call for like a robbery. And he's like, "Nah, let's go get the Snorlax, you know." And I think the other guy was like, "Nah, we can't go that way." And the other dude was like, "You know, I know a way we can get there. I guess they're trying to stay in their jurisdiction or some shit. I don't know what they're doing, but they planned a way to get to the Snorlax and just ignore the robbery that was happening like the other way." And yeah, they went to go, and you can just, like, there's actual transcripts of them talking word for word, like what they're saying. And they're like, oh, Jesus. Yeah, it's right over here. All right. I got it. You know, I got on the first try. We're like, this is talking about like random shit about Pokemon Go and all that. It's crazy. And then after the Snorlax, they're like, oh, I just saw a Togetic pop up. Let's go over there. I'm guessing this dude had one of those trackers that people were using back when the game first came out that will like tell you where it was, like certain Pokemon were and how long they're gonna last. Because at one point too, he was like, "Oh, that the Snorlax is gonna disappear like in 10 minutes. We gotta go get it right now." You know?
Yeah.
Like you don't play in the game, they don't tell you how long those are gonna last. So the only way he would know that is if he had one of those trackers. Those hat trackers.
He knew too much, is what you're saying.
Yeah. So like as I was hearing people talk about this or reading a little bit myself, I was like, they knew too much. Like they're using one of those trackers. They have to be. And then Togetic pop up, right? They want to go get that. And then for some reason, a footnote in the court documents says that according to evidence admitted at the Board of Rights hearing, Snorlax is a Pokemon creature known as a sleeping Pokemon.
Oh, why my God. Put that in there. That's so funny. Like, in case you don't know, by the
according
way.
According to Bulbapedia, Snorlax is the sleeping Pokemon.
That's so funny.
Oh, man.
It should just came to unfocus. We already did that episode.
Yeah, exactly. And then also to continue with some of the transcripts, some of the like quotes out of the people. At one point, one of the guys was like, he said that he buried the Togetic. Like, buried, what? And they spelled it B-U-R-I-E-D. Like, to bury, to dig up, bury something, right? No, I think he actually said that he buried it, as in he gave it a bury to make it easy to catch. He made it a verb.
Oh, that's funny. He buried it.
But
oh.
They wrote it as being buried rather than giving a bury to something.
Oh, my God. That's so fucking funny.
But he buried the Togetic and then used
that's
an Ultra
how you
Ball.
Know they're real fucking Pokemon nerds. Yeah. Oh, I buried that motherfucker. Yeah. Like, damn, that's so funny.
I buried it and I Ultra Ball that shit.
I would say
pretty
that,
much,
bro.
That's pretty much how like the transcripts are like sound like, man.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
It was funny. And then finally, like after he got that, he's like, oh, finally, the guys are going to be so jealous is what he said. That's all quotes too still. So this is all captured
so,
evidence.
So are you telling me that there's a secret underground ring of police that all do Pokemon Go instead of arresting criminals?
Yeah, they call themselves the Officer Jennies.
Oh my God, AJ, that was too good.
Man, both of them were. So for court, they are both officers were claiming that that Pokemon Go is not a game. That they were just merely catching images of Pokemon and not playing a game. The game Pokemon Go was actually more of a social media event.
No,
that was not advertised as a game. That's what they said. That was their defense.
I mean, you still weren't doing your fucking job.
They were catching images of Pokemon, not actual Pokemon. T. They're just images. Oh
my God. My head hurts already. Man. Dude, you know what's funny is, like, if they were at the trial and then they brought Snorlax up to the fucking stand, you know, like, tell them what you experienced, Snorlax.
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 Can we get a translator?
It's like, well, he says he felt very emotionally distraught, you know? Like,
he said all he was doing was sleeping and then he was really awoken by a berry.
Right, the Snorlax is really awoken. He's like, and then he attacked. You know. All right. Other stuff, and then focus. Wait, is that it?
Pretty much. They got denied. There's some other funny things in here that happen. Oh, they're also another one of their offenses was like they're trying to pick up some old court case from some other officer who was like drinking on the job and everything, and that guy ended up staying. And they're like, this guy from back in the day, you guys kept. He was drinking on the job, and it's like, well, you guys were just ignoring actual public duties.
I think that's
he was just kind of drinking on the job.
Not saying drinking on the job is okay, but I think that's better than choosing to ignore public safety for Pokemon.
And that's like, kind of what their argument was, too.
Yeah, I get that, man. I'm like, yeah, it sucks. He shouldn't be drinking on the job. Maybe fire him, too, eventually, or reinvestigate him. But
yeah,
you guys were choosing to not help, like,
yeah.
For Snorlax
and a Togetic. The other thing that people are kind of bringing up, too, though, is like, so how come it's so easy to fire these guys, but, like, other real shit that happens is like, you know, having all these other weird negotiations.
Shooting black people, shooting Latinos in the streets.
Exactly, right?
Damn, that's some real shit.
Yeah, if you want another, like, turn of spin on this.
I was like, man, that almost makes me angry that I didn't think about that first. Like, damn, man. I was like, that's crazy. That's a good point.
But yeah, so something that happened, like, 4 years ago.
All right.
Came up again. Why are you bringing up bullshit, you know?
Why are you bringing up bullshit? All right. A movie that was pretty popular around the nerd community, Real Steel. It didn't. It famously didn't do very well in the box office.
This is the Shaq movie, right?
No.
Oh, this is the Wolverine Kazam. Movie?
This is the Wolverine movie.
Okay. No, I'm thinking Man... Or, no, there's a movie with Shaq called Steel. Oh, you're talking about
Steel, like... where he was Steel, the, right? The DC character. Yeah. Steel. He has dad. No, it's not that one.
Okay, my bad.
We try not to talk about that. But Real Steel, about a boxer, you know, who connects with a giant robot and takes him to boxing matches and shit.
Yeah.
I've never seen that. Yeah, I know. I've never seen it, but it's very popular in the nerd community. Like, you know, didn't do well in the box office, but... The DVD sales were nuts. Like, they sold a bunch of DVDs because, like, apparently people liked it, you know?
Had Wolverine on the cover. Like, oh, shit, new X-Men?
New X-Men with robots. Sentinels? No. Disney Plus is reportedly doing a Real Steel TV show. And this will have the same creator as an executive producer.
Okay, I like this.
Yeah, this is a reboot. That's the only sad part. It's not a continuation. It's a reboot. So they're going to be starting the whole thing over.
That's fine. I haven't seen the movie yet.
Yeah, me either. This might actually be good for us, you know? But yeah, I just think it's really cool. They are kind of bringing something like this that didn't get what it deserved back in the day, coming back to life, you know? So
I like sometimes, like, you never just, like, see a movie that doesn't, like, isn't too popular, doesn't have a second part to it or anything like that. But you watch that movie and, like... Damn, that was a pretty good world that they developed in this. Like, I wish I can see other parts of this world happen. For example, that Will Smith Netflix series or movie that came out with the fucking fairies in the hood.
Oh, yeah. There's an anime for it now.
There's an anime for it?
Yeah, it's on Netflix. I haven't seen it yet, but what is it called? Bright?
Bright, there we go. Yeah. I was like, is it light? It's not light.
It's
no,
a cool
bright.
World. You're right. It's a cool world.
Like, I like that world. I would like to see other parts of it.
Watch the anime, dude. I heard it's good. It follows that guy, his partner. Like, in whatever he was doing beforehand.
That elf orc dude.
The orc guy, yeah. It follows him or, like, one of his family members or something. And that he studies the way of the samurai.
Interesting.
I know. And I was like, what the fuck? And, yeah, it's on Netflix. It's already
that's
out.
That's weird.
It's already out. Like, yeah, I don't know why that's happening, cool. But it's happening. Okay.
But, yeah, but Real Steel coming through that?
Yeah, we don't have a date or anything like that, but... Yeah, like I said, the creator, Sean Levy, is involved, and, Hugh Jackman, you know, he supports it. He's not going to be in it, but he supports
it. He'll cameo in it much.
Probably. you know how we do. But, yeah, Real Steel, if you're ever a fan of that, it's coming back in a different way for Disney+.
Cool.
other stuff. So, you guys might be remembering, if you've been watching the podcast lately, I talk shit about the fact that they have... Yeah, but... Specifically, I have a lot of anime renditions of things with shoes. Like, Adidas likes to make Dragon Ball shoes and Naruto shoes and all this, right?
True.
Well, this is a really nice company. I think we talked about them recently, how they were making something for, like, Pokemon, like, maybe a year or two ago. I don't know. Mine slips me. Mizuno is taking over a deal with Kishimoto for Naruto-based shoes. And, you know, I usually try to avoid these and not talk about them because I'm like, they're usually lame or whack or whatever. These ones look kind of sick, man. And,
like the coloring they got on them?
Yeah, they don't do too much. The coloring tells you who they are and what character they're based on. Like, and they look fashionable. Like, you could actually wear this with clothes and shit like that. Yeah, this is the Mizuno sneakers for Naruto.
Like, from the side, like, you know, they look like cool colors and everything. If you don't think about it too hard, you'll never know.
Yeah, you just wouldn't even know.
But from the back, you can see a little icon on the back thing, like, ah, okay, I see what you're doing there.
Yeah, and it's called the Team 7 Tribute. Or this set is called the Team 7 Tribute. And, you know, for anyone who knows, Team 7 is Kakashi, Naruto, Sasuke, and
Leo says, yeah, so... Right, and if you say another word, it's Sakura, Naruto, and Sasuke, right? And then Leon says, useless Naruto and Sasuke. Those are nice.
That's hilarious. That's fucked up. But true. So these are coming out.
You haven't seen Shippuden then. Anyone that calls Sakura useless.
Yeah, right? You haven't seen her punch the whole motherfuckers. you'll be able to get these... At Hot Topic and Box Lunch. They're going to be available in both those spots. Yeah, $114 a pair.
Wait, so. What brand is this, though?
Mizuno.
That's a Japanese shoe brand?
Yeah, it's a Japanese shoe production company. We've talked about...
I'm like, what are these, New Balance or some shit like that? Like,
We talked about how they had... They were part of... What was it? I feel like a Pokemon release line of shoes, maybe like a year or two ago. We had talked about how this company was the one that was distributing it for...
Oh, okay, interesting. I don't remember that.
And the, like, yeah, but I just can't remember for sure. But yeah, I just really like the style of them. They look simple. They look to the point, and I like the look of them. Like,
you know what I like about the Naruto looking ones?
The Shippuden.
This looks like
orange. The fox.
The fox.
I know, you're right. It
looks like the fucking fox.
Yeah, I like that they use orange black instead of orange and blue. Mm. You know, the Shippuden colors versus the Naruto colors. Mm. Like, I like that.
That's true.
And I like in the back, like you said, they got their family crests on the back.
Yeah.
Sakura's looks like nothing. So I don't know what that's about. But yeah, we got the Uzumaki and the Uchiha symbol on the back of the shoes. These are pretty dope, man. I usually don't care about the shoes. Only $114. Sounds like a lot. But remember those Ghostbuster shoes last year were $200, dude.
Damn.
They were so dope, though. I'm so sad I couldn't get one.
Well, these look cool, though.
Yeah.
Not bad.
All right. I think that's two. All right, your turn.
In addition, or I guess it kind of adds salt to the wound of the Activision Blizzard shit that's going on, right? You know, a lot of companies, you know, are kind of trying to distance themselves from Activision Blizzard and all that, right? Apparently, Lego had a set coming out for Overwatch. I think they already have an Overwatch set that came out already, but apparently there's an Overwatch 2 set that's supposed to be coming out, as in Overwatch 2, a sequel to the game, which has been rumored to have been in development for a while, and also rumored to keep getting delayed. But this set was supposed to be coming out on February 1st. But now Lego came out and said, we are currently reviewing our partnership with Activision Blizzard.
That's not a good sign.
Yeah, given concerns about the progress being made to address continuing allegations. Oh, my God. I cannot say that word. Allegations regarding workplace culture, especially the treatment of female colleagues and creating a diverse and inclusive environment.
Shit.
While we complete the review, we will pause the release of the Lego Overwatch 2 product, which was due to go on sale on February 1st, 2022. So that's being delayed.
To quote a famous movie, you know you just fucked up, right?
But yeah, so that set not coming out, at least not now. You know, maybe this whole Microsoft thing, when that goes over, everyone will be happy again, and maybe this shit will come out eventually. I wonder if there's any leaks about, you know, maybe what the game might entail. I don't know about that, but I guess I'm not getting any hints anytime soon, at the very least.
All right. This other piece of news, I think I sent to you in a text, but I don't think it's something you can find so easily.
A text?
Yeah.
You gave me an email.
Before we forget the email, I think it was a text I sent
what
you.
What the fuck?
Let's talk about AJ. So there was a trailer released by Marvel. We've been waiting for some more shit from them.
Oh, yeah.
And we finally got something. And we actually got a date,
yeah, last time I was asking, too. I was like, man, what do we have next coming in the MCU?
Like, and I was like, man, I don't know.
And that, like, the earliest thing was what? The Multiverse of Madness that got pushed to May or some shit?
May,
right?
Yeah. And that was all we had. Otherwise, we thought we were getting nothing until May.
Yeah. And like, no, something needs to come up before that. Well, we've kind of got our answer. We got a Moon Knight. Moon Knight trailer came out March?
March, yeah.
That's still kind of like, fuck.
It's like late March.
It's like March 30th or something like that. But that's the earliest now. Wasn't Multiverse of Madness in March originally?
Originally, yeah. I think Disney was like, we got to give them something in March. Yeah, people were all hyped for it. We got to give them something.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of annoying.
When did Mobius get moved to then?
I forgot the date on Morbius. I don't know.
That's supposed to be out this month, huh?
I think it was, but I don't know what it is now.
You think there's some connection between those three?
They both been Midnight Suns.
Right? So maybe they're trying to set that up and trying to get everything in the right order?
I wouldn't doubt it, man. I'll tell you this. There's another character that's a Midnight Sun that comes from Moon Knight. Or I guess Moon Knight comes from his comic. Werewolf by Night.
Hmm.
It's this guy named Jack Russell, which is hilarious. And he's like kind of like a detective and shit, but he's been bitten by a werewolf. So at moonlight, he turns into a werewolf, but he usually finishes his cases even while he's a werewolf.
That sounds cool.
And his also in his story in his comic book, Moon Knight comes after him because any supernatural being that feeds off of the moon is an enemy to Khonshu, who is the moon god that he gets his power from.
Mm.
So they fucking fight each other, and then he realizes, hey, you're not bad. let's be buddies. And they become friends. And Werewolf by Night joins the Midnight Suns at some point. So, you know.
Interesting. Okay.
Also, Blade is part of the Midnight Suns.
Right.
Also, Doctor Strange is the leader of the Midnight Suns. I don't know if they're going there, but I feel like we're kind of going there. Especially with the Eternals ending with, you know, Dane Whitman, the Black Knight. Also, he's not a Midnight Sun, but he has a lot of connections to a lot of Midnight Suns, including Moon Knight and Blade. And so I kind of feel like maybe they're like just trying to draw some lines to these characters, you know?
Yeah. All right, that sounds cool, setting up for that. So in addition to getting that trailer, what do you think about the trailer, by the way? Because I have no clue what I was looking at, what I was watching, because I know nothing about Moon Knight.
Well, I can tell you a little bit about him, and maybe the trailer will make more sense off of that. Okay. Moon Knight is...
This guy seems like he has a split personality or some shit too, right?
Yes, he has dissociative identity disorder, DID, which it's like schizophrenia. It's kind of like... Yes. It's kind of like a mix of schizophrenia and multiple personality disorder, because you're not aware it's happening, you know, like multiple personality disorder. But you kind of wake up in the middle of shit that they're doing.
Mm.
And he has that. And so it's because he created a personality to deal with a certain problem. And he started believing that personality was real. So he made that personality real. And the thing in the comics is, all of his personalities have to be in agreement to become Moon Knight.
Interesting.
Yeah, so he can't even use the powers of Moon Knight and be Moon Knight and shit until all of his personalities say, okay, this is what we're going to do. You know,
it's like Shazam, maybe.
Not quite.
Isn't he built by a bunch of kids?
Oh, that's funny.
Or no,
they all share his power. Yeah.
Or like the power. If you like refer to the latest Power Rangers movie, the morphing grid, they couldn't morph unless everyone was one with the morphing grid.
Yeah.
And once they were all one with the morphing grid, then he can all morph to Power Rangers. As soon as someone's psyche was like, I don't agree with this, or something was wrong, then they all lost their powers.
That's what's going on with Moon Knight. It's more that's like crazy. That. Yeah. So he has to.
Okay.
I don't know if that's what they're gonna do in the show, but that's what it's in the comic book. Like, they gotta kind of harmonize.
Well,
it
definitely hinted towards some type of split personality going on in there too. So
yeah, you know, there's the famous one from the Disney Plus trailer where he fucking wakes up and then he's surrounded by a bunch of people knocked out on the floor unconscious. He wakes up with his guard up and all these fools are on the ground bleeding, like fucked up and shit. And you're like, oh shit. He looks all surprised, like, what the fuck's going on? You know, like,
yeah,
that's just pretty cool. Yeah.
Right, so there's that. Okay.
I'm looking forward to it. Okay, so here's the little fun thing that's in the background of one of the scenes. You know, he seems to have been... he wakes up and he's driving a stolen ice cream truck with a bunch of dead fucking fools, like beat up fools around him and shit in the truck. In the back of that truck, you see boxes. And those boxes say Von Doom.
I just saw this, the text you sent me right now, too.
This.
I want to see if I can transfer it.
That's why I was bringing it up to you. I was wondering if you could bring up a picture of it.
I want to.
But for anyone who doesn't know, Von Doom is a reference to Dr. Doom, meaning he might be either consciously or subconsciously stealing something from Dr. Doom. And everyone knows who's ever read a Marvel comic, you don't fucking steal from Dr. Doom.
Shit.
He don't like that shit, bro. He don't like his shit being repurposed. So maybe this is how Dr. Doom gets involved and starts fucking with the Marvel superheroes and Marvel characters, because Moon Knight pissed him off, which is very in line with Dr. Doom. You know, some random-ass character who's not even that strong fucking pissed him off, and now it's everyone's problem. But yeah, look.
Like, I am badass.
It doesn't say Von Doom, but we know his name is Von Doom, and it looks Von like it's going to say Von Doom.
Unless it's Kat Von D. I mean, I don't know.
Also possible. Yeah.
Doom coming. Moon That's Knight. Crazy. Okay. Like this.
It's a and we know John Watts, the guy who just did Spider-Man No Way Home, is gearing up for his Fantastic Four movie he's writing. So I guess we'll see.
Okay.
There's rumors, too. John Krasinski is going to be in Multiverse of Madness. Everyone's thinking Mr. Fantastic, but you already know my opinion, AJ. I've read it before. I think he's fucking playing... Captain America from another universe.
I'll be cool if he played a Mr. Fantastic from a different universe.
Well, that's what I'm saying. People think that's what he is.
Not like the one that, not the one we're gonna get in the MCU, but one from just
a fan universe
or something. Like
I'd be
that.
Okay with that.
Imagine a fan universe. We come across a fan universe where you see Triple H as Thor, and who else do we want back in? Tom Cruise as Iron Man.
People say Nicolas Cage is fucking Ghost Rider, which I don't want. Yeah, dude, that'd be funny as hell.
But yeah, in addition to Moon Knight and shit, though, this other story came up today, I believe, that the award-winning French actor and model, which his name was Gaspard Ulli?
Gaspard, okay, go on.
He has died in a skiing accident at the age of 37 this past weekend. Sad. And he was supposedly... he's Marvel's Moon Knight star, apparently. I'm not sure who he's playing, though. I don't think they've said. I think he's supposed to be the villain or some shit. This is a dude.
Oh, yeah. See, I don't even know. I don't know who he is.
Don't know who he is?
Because I thought Ethan Hawke is playing the villain, so I don't know.
Okay, no, I don't know who he is then, but apparently he's in the show. He might have a big role, and they mentioned this, so we'll see what's going to happen with that. So, I mean, if everything's filmed and done, then, you know, we'll be seeing him in there, but then we won't be seeing him in the future unless they recast or something, maybe. But that's what's going on with that. So I guess we don't know what's his significance yet, but we'll find out in March or April.
You want me to do another one, or are you going?
You can do another.
Okay. So Quentin Tarantino has teamed up with a group called SCRT Labs for NFTs that they're going on sale, and they're selling for a lot of money, you know? However, Miramax, the company who has funded and produced Pulp Fiction... Sorry, these NFTs are Pulp Fiction-based. I forgot to mention.
Oh, okay.
And so, Miramax, who's the one who fucking funded and produced and distributed Pulp Fiction, says Tarantino's not allowed to sell this shit. Not allowed to use it. They own it. And now, specifically, these are NFTs of the storyboard page, like the page where he wrote the actual story of fucking Pulp Fiction. But apparently, he doesn't have the rights to sell that. And they're saying that apparently Tarantino and whoever wants to buy this are misinformed, and they could end up paying us not only what it's worth, but any profits they gain from it.
That's crazy.
So Miramax is getting fucking very threatening about this whole NFT thing and like how people can't just fucking sell NFTs the way they want. And I wonder if more companies are going to start doing this and just kill the whole NFT thing. Like, you know, if they're proven right, you know, they're like, you can't use an image of something that's under our production or under our fucking licensing. You know what I mean? That's their whole argument.
Yeah, I guess they are selling something that has their property in it, so I guess they have some type of right to it, too.
Yeah, I
can see that.
I hadn't thought about that, but it makes that's what they're doing, and it kind of makes sense. You know? Yeah, like that's fucked up, though.
It's all NFTs are such in a weird spot right now where like
they're not real exactly.
Exactly, yeah. There's that they're not quite real, and you're actually not actually selling the image. You're selling data that says this image belongs to somebody. But on top of that, that piece of data is not like legally recognized as a binding agreement either yet.
Right.
The law doesn't really recognize it like that yet too. So the fact that Miramax is upset about this. About something that's quite not real, it's like kind of funny too. I don't know. It can go either way.
They just want their money. They're like, yo, you can't be doing this.
They're like, why didn't we think of that? They're like, let's sue them.
That's what it is. Yeah, like we own Pulp Fiction. You can't do this shit like without giving us a break off.
Yeah.
And then Tarantino thinks he's within his rights, and we got an unstoppable force meets an immovable object. So we're gonna have to see where this goes with court, because Tarantino's like, I do whatever the fuck I want.
I guess we'll see what happens with that, too.
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting. It is interesting. All right, cool. Well, NFTs, you know.
Bane of our existence. AJ?
All right. So, other news not related to NFTs. Cuphead. You ever played Cuphead before?
A couple times,
yeah.
Some of that Netflix show.
Yeah, man. Apparently, there's a trailer that dropped.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Man, look at this shit.
What we need is a little Muggsy. Fun and adventure.
That was Mugman.
I'm not so sure.
You know what I'm doing? I'm not so sure. I double down.
What does that even mean?
But yeah, there's like a little trailer that pops up on the Twitter. Apparently the show is coming out February 18th. So,
it's better than the first teaser. Oh, that's sick.
So like, I didn't play too much of it, but I didn't notice some of the villains and stuff popping up here and there.
Yeah, the devil I carry on
the The soul? Like, doesn't that happen when you die, your soul comes out?
Yeah, it tries to get away and you gotta fucking grab it.
So they have that going on.
Okay, stop it. I see it. I want to watch it. I'm pretty good.
Yeah, so yeah, this is the trailer. Go check it out on their Twitters. You can probably find it on YouTube right now somewhere. But yeah, it has definitely.
Oh shit! The pig with the eye patch. I saw him.
It has the like that whole classic Disney kind of cartoon, like the old like cartoon vibes
from the 1940s and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Michigan J. Frog, all that shit. Yeah.
So yeah.
Oh, the new bitch, the third bitch.
Oh yeah, she is new. That's right.
Can you even use her yet? Has she came out yet?
I have no idea.
I was.
You would know more than me.
Yeah.
Probably. The sun in the background.
Yeah.
I haven't seen this much yet, but yeah, it looks pretty cool. Looks fun. Coming to Netflix. Netflix original. Next month, so look out for that. I'm pretty sure we'll check it out of here when it does drop. The Cuphead Show.
Yeah.
Coming soon to Netflix near you.
All right. Other pieces of news. Speaking of other partnerships and commercials, Toyota has put out a commercial for their new car they've been releasing. This car is called the GR86.
Whoa.
If anyone knows Toyota and knows that brand, that number, and knows initial D, they know 86 is legendary for Toyota and for initial D.
For Steven.
The Torino 86. Mm-hmm. The white 86 Toyota looks super unassuming, super fucking simple, like a parent's car or something from initial D, which will fucking smoke you on the road and make your fucking sports car look like shit.
Yeah.
Because it's super light, it's got a super dope-ass engine in it, and she has mad handling. And if you want, there's a trailer for this new GR86, and it brings in initial D. Great timing for the new season that we just learned about, that we talked about last episode.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that's on purpose.
And it wasn't 86 mentioned in there, and I was like questioning that too.
Yeah, they're that's hyping crazy. Up this, yeah. This whole thing, because this one's also called an 86, just like the original one. And if you guys want to see the trailer on YouTube, you can. It has our boy Takumi racing this new car in the old school 86, and he's having a good time fucking racing it and shit, you know? So it's pretty cool, man. I highly recommend you guys look forward to it. Check it out. If you're an initial D fan, check it out. If you're a Toyota fan, check it out. It's just pretty cool, you know? A little fun side thing.
That's cool. Did. You know what's funny, too? Getting flashbacks again to like old school shit. Evo, the first one we went to in Vegas, they had Toyota there sponsoring the thing, and they made like a car with Street Fighter on that.
I forgot about that. So, yeah.
Toyota's, you know, not unfamiliar with like the anime scene and all that, or the gaming scene and all. So
they still in it to win it.
Yeah. Who did the Pikachu car? That's Volkswagen. Never mind. The buggy Pikachu thing, but that's cool. Nice.
AJ.
Yeah, I got my last story here. It's about the new Pokemon Legends Arceus. Apparently, and also I thought the game was supposed to be out by now. I thought the game was supposed to be released on the 17th or something like that. Apparently, it's coming out on the 28th of this month. But some people have already gotten their hands on it because, you know, games come out early a little bit. But, you know, the street date, you know, people break it sometimes, right? So some people have broken the street date and some people have been playing this game and there's been leaks out there on the internet. So if anyone's going to play this game and doesn't want ending spoiled, watch out, guys. Watch out for them. Pokemon Arceus, Legends Arceus leaks. Game isn't out to the 28th, so you guys got like 10 more days here to avoid all these spoilers.
All right. I got one last piece of news and then a discussion to have with you, AJ. Two pieces of news, sorry. And then a discussion.
Okay.
One piece of news.
One piece news
will be the picture I have for you.
The second one?
Batman, the Caped Crusader. That's the TV show that's made by the guys who made the OG Batman cartoon back in the day. I don't know if you guys remember that one from the 90s. It's called Batman the Animated Series.
Right, right.
This is made by the same guys with total complete freedom from DC.
Ooh.
It's going to be super dark and kind of almost horror-ish, they said, in some ways. Like, just like the old Batman would have episodes like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they just announced this will get an old-school classic comic writer that's mad famous, Ed Brubaker. If you don't remember that name off the top of your head, he's familiar from writing the story Pulp, which is a famous cowboy comic. Also, he wrote The Winter Soldier. He created The Winter Soldier and that whole story with him and Captain America.
Interesting.
With Bucky coming back as the Winter Soldier.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he's the writer of that. He does a lot of drama, a lot of fucking espionage, secret shit like that. And he's going to be writing this, and I'm fucking excited. I feel like that's a very good fit for Batman. So keep an eye out for that. Other piece of news. Invincible. If anyone's wondering why we haven't seen more of the animated series yet that was really good last year, Oh, by the way, Brubaker also did a really famous Daredevil run. And the most famous Iron Fist comic ever, the Immortal Iron Fist, challenging the Seven Kingdoms. So yeah, he's pretty big in the world of comics.
Okay,
anyway, Invincible. Anyone who's a fan of that show and is wondering where the fucking animated show is, apparently there is a lawsuit going on between The Colorist and...
Is it racist?
And Robert Kirkman. The guy who colored the comic is not getting any money for the TV show that's been being put out. And apparently he says that's because he was tricked and lied to by Robert Kirkman, saying that they couldn't sell the show with too many people's names on the creator list. So the guy gave up his rights so they could sell the show, and then guess what? He didn't give him any money for it.
Wow.
So he's fucking pissed. I don't know how true all this is, but this is out there. It's happening, and they're trying to resolve it right now.
Is there really a limit to how many creators can be on something? Like,
no, they're saying like it's if there's too many people on a creator's list, they have to pay out all those people when they buy it. And he's saying, well, you know, take your name off, and they'll be more likely to buy because they don't have to pay all these people. And the guy's, he's like, but I'll pay you. I'll give you the money you need that, you know, that you should get. And he's like, fuck it. All right, I'm down. And this fool didn't pay him.
Damn.
You know what I mean? So, like, he's kind of made a fool out of him.
Yeah.
So we'll just have to see where this goes. I'm very afraid. Hopefully it goes well.
Are they still doing comics?
I think the comics are done. They've been done for a few years.
Okay.
We're just trying to get the animated series to catch up to it and shit, you know? Other news about things I need to do. Wait, I'm sorry, not news. That was my last piece of regular news right there.
Okay, okay.
And then there's something else I was going to bring up. It's the Invincible thing. And then... Oh, yeah! It's time to talk about Digimon real quick, the card game.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Ban list.
Yeah.
We talked about it a couple weeks ago before it came out.
That it was coming.
Dude, told you.
And it's come.
Reinforced memory boost, I knew it. It's too strong, bro. It can do too much. I knew...
It got limited.
Yeah, limited to one.
Not banned like Mega Digimon Fusion.
I didn't say it was going to get banned. I said that they're definitely going to have to cut that down to one or two, or ban it. I was like, one of the two, because people are not only bitching about...
I don't see why.
Did you not read the reason why?
I saw the reason. I don't agree with the reason.
Because security control's abusing it. It's made for yellow.
It's made for security.
No, it's made for yellow. That's what they said. It's not made for security control. Also, they didn't... From the wording of the things, it sounds like they didn't think security control was going to be a thing.
Why would they sell you to look at these cards and decide which one you want to put in security?
For yellow. For yellow game strategy. They're like, the fact that security is abusing it, they're like, that's not what we made it for. It was for yellow decks to get shit. And like, but
what's one of the main colors in security control decks? Yellow.
That's what I'm saying. They never thought security control would be a thing. That's not something they wanted to be a thing. People put that together based on the cards that are in the game.
That's what we're supposed to do.
No, that's not what we're supposed to do. You're supposed to play the colors they give you.
We're supposed to find loopholes in this game so we can be OP.
That's what we do. That's not what we're supposed to do. Yeah, you're supposed to stick to one color, maybe blend a little bit of a color here and there from the creators. This is what I'm getting from them speaking about it.
Yeah.
And they're saying, like, you know, it's abused by security decks. And they put fucking capitals and quotes around security. Yeah, then they don't know what the fuck that is. Like,
what,
like,
are the security thing people,
you know,
have,
like,
been
why,
doing?
Why the fuck is this a thing? You know, like, so I told you, man, that shit's gonna get blocked.
I don't think it's that bad. I honestly don't think
it's only
that bad.
It's only bad for security. It's not bad if you're playing regular yellow. You know, like, to be able to load your... I'll tell you, that was a fucking annoying thing for me when I had Agubond on the field. They can tear through security. It was annoying as fuck that you could load the security with whatever you want. Like, that's fucking lame.
I mean,
like,
not whatever you want, because...
Whatever's in your hand.
Whatever's in at the deck.
Okay, but when you make a security-controlled deck that's made to destroy a gang of Digimon...
Yeah, it increases the chances.
That's fucked. Like,
that's all by chance. So clearly, it's all RNG. Okay, Who knows what card I'm going to draw?
I made my point, and clearly the TCG agrees. I told you that show was going to get
banned. I still think it's bullshit. Like, I think it's... It's not as broken as I think they think it might be.
No, that's to load your security with whatever.
But it's
like
one card. Do you know how that?
But if you play four of that card, you can do it four times.
Okay, this is a chance.
And then you get three memory boosts over two. No other card gives you two.
That's true.
That's fucked, dude.
That's true. That part
extra
is
memory
broken.
And loading your security, like, that's fucked. Like, that combination of things is messed up.
That combination of things, yeah. Okay, yeah, so, I'll give you that much.
Yeah, it just shouldn't be.
But the whole being able to put something on top of, like, I can, well, I guess it does take more steps.
Yeah, if you could
do that anyway.
If you could just do one, which you can do in a yellow deck.
Yeah.
If you just do one, it'd be fine. But security control, you can do it with, like, fucking three things, you know, from different colors. Like, I don't know. I get it.
It costs 6 memory, though, dude. Like,
but you get 3 back, so it really only costs 3.
Eventually. They should just put that 2. I don't know why they put it 3. Everything else is 2. It was like 3 memory?
I think they mentioned that, too. Yeah, if they would have put it at 2, I'd have way less of an argument. You know what I mean? For sure. 2, yeah. I'd be okay. That's whatever.
That's a good card, too, man. I'm pissed.
It's too good. That's the problem. Anyway, the other one I had pointed out, which I only knew this because of the fandom. I didn't realize how bad it was when I pulled the card.
Ice wall.
Yeah. It's not 4 anymore.
I don't think it's that bad.
Dude. The chain. I know you read these descriptions.
Yeah, no, I read
them. I'm like, dude, to stop someone from doing anything for 4 turns straight.
Yeah,
like,
no, that one's broken because it's one memory. Like, that's way too
cheap. One
cheap.
Memory! That's one fucked memory. Up! And you could choke with that.
Yeah.
You could choke, and then they can't do shit.
And they
shit.
Can't do shit, yeah.
You're like, that's fucked up, yeah. Man. Like, that's cool.
That one I can easily see that's broken.
Yeah. Other one which...
Forcing it? Come on. Anyway,
the other one, which you know,
I should bring up these cards on screen so people know what we're talking about.
Oh, another counter too.
I do that.
A lot of people were hoping Argomon was going to get unlimited because green decks suck right now.
Yeah, right.
Didn't happen.
No, anything that was like kind of limited or banned in the past has not changed.
Not changed. And I think they even made a comment afterwards saying that they feel that more Argomon would really let green fucking take advantage of the game. And I don't think I agree, but I get it. I get what they're trying to do. You know, it's whatever.
Yeah.
The one that I didn't think was that big of a deal, I thought it was going to get limited. I didn't think it was going to get banned. Like you said, Mega Digivolution Fusion.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to get limited to one. I didn't think it was going to get banned, bro. They banned that card. You cannot play that card anymore.
That's crazy.
Starting April, right?
March? April? Mid-March? Something like that?
Something
March.
Like that. It's either mid-March or mid-April, but yeah, the ban list goes into effect then for America. I think for Japan, it goes into effect next month, but for us, it goes into effect in a couple months.
Yeah, I think it's already live for Japan, but for us, it's...
Oh, is it live already for Japan?
Yeah,
okay, I see.
I think so.
That makes sense.
World.
Leon Leo says he had a hard time finding Digimon cards in stores. It's kind of a bitch, man. You have to find a trading card store specifically that carries it. Me too, man. I can't just go to any card store. Like, back in the day when you look for Pokemon cards, you go to any fucking card store, even a baseball store, and they'll have it. Not like that with Digimon. You gotta go to a trading card game store now.
Yeah, like you can't just walk into, like, a Walmart or Target, shit like that right now, for any cards at all. Unless you're walking out, like, on a specific day, specific time, and get lucky.
You know exactly
but,
what's going on.
If you go to a card shop... Yeah, you're more likely to see some of the stuff. Maybe the price might be a couple bucks higher than what it's supposed to be, but Digimon, I feel like I'm not having too much problem finding Digimon cards anymore. Mm-hmm. Frankensons has a shitload too, because I was there a few weeks ago and you have a lot there. Mm-hmm. So the cards right now, not that hard to find at specialty stores. Mm-hmm. Walk into like an everyday people retail store you're not gonna find it, especially Digimon. Mm-hmm. Like I've only ever seen once Digimon cards at a Target.
Right. Okay. So the funny thing about Mega Digivolution Fusion being banned is it's not because of what we've seen so far in the gameplay. It's for a Digimon we haven't seen yet.
Yep.
Called Susanoo.
Yeah.
Susanoo-mon.
Susanoo-mon, yeah.
I don't know shit about this card, but apparently this will give him an extra advantage to kind of wreak havoc more. I think it's like a 6 that can be on-played cheap. So that you can easily Mega Digivolution and make him a 7
yeah.
in the next turn.
Susanoo-mon, I looked up this card. It's kind of crazy. You know, when you digivolve something from specific colors, he can digivolve from any color. It actually shows a rainbow in the bubble. So he can digivolve from any color, but he can also digivolve from any tamer. That's his thing. He's a hybrid. He's a level 7, and it says treat your tamer as if it was a level 6, and you can digivolve.
Any color?
Yeah. And I think his digivolve evolution cost is either 6 or 7. So with this, he's practically either free or one memory. So you can jump to a level 7 almost instantly with a Mega Digimon Fusion.
Damn, bro. Can you imagine that card in a security control deck?
I can't.
That'd be horrible.
Actually, I think he sounds better for like what I was doing with the Shine Greymon. And I hear Shine Greymon's going to get big again pretty soon.
It's been making a comeback in Japan.
Yeah.
And those D-Brigades, like I told you, D-Brigade, Shine Greymon, and Imperial Dramon. Those are the 3 new decks making comebacks.
Yeah, so see, Susanoo's level 7 Digimon that can digivolve from a tamer, allowing you to use this card to digivolve for free without the need for a level 6 Digimon, speeding up the metagame and restricting viable decks in the format.
I get it.
Such as, that's why they banned the card.
But you know what's funny? It sucks because I loved it for Lilithmon, and people were like, yeah, this isn't even banned because of Lilithmon, no, but Lilithmon's about to get a mean-ass hit because of this. Like,
yeah.
Not that you can't win with Lilithmon, but it's going to be way harder to not be able to do that Zwart combo to bring out a bunch of army guys.
You know what I've noticed, though, that might help it, though, is freaking, have you seen some of the Purple EX series shit right now? A lot of them.
No, I haven't seen any of the Purple. I got seen a little bit, but.
Because as I was editing my shit, entering my information, I was being able to read all this shit, right? A lot of them are, there's something, I forgot what card it was, but it says whatever you bring back from like the graveyard or shit, if it has retaliation, then it has rush as well. So if you can bring back level 4s, level 3, the Lilithmon, or maybe...
And just start attacking things in defense and
bring
like,
back level 4 freaking retaliation Digimon, and now they all have Rush. So it might be a way to save Lilithmon with some shenanigans like that, possibly. Possibly.
I think I might have to switch it to a Tidemon Lilithmon deck, which that's what I've been avoiding. Because I see that it's getting popular, is Lilithmon / Tidemon decks. But I haven't been fucking with it, because I like the Lilith Loop focus. But now that Mega Digivolution's leaving, I think maybe I should consider that. Because I got 4 or 5 Tidemons. I could do it, you know? Like,
yeah, I think I got a couple here and there, too.
Yeah.
But
all right.
This card is, gone. And that's a little Digimon update there.
I'm focused.
Was that the only 3? Yeah, it was just those 3, huh?
I mean, Savior Huckmon got banned to limited to 1.
Oh, yeah.
Which is good, because I guess Jespon decks have been tearing the fucking game up lately. I don't know. I haven't been playing like that. But apparently, Jespon decks have been fucking winning a lot. So they took Savior Huckmon down to 1.
Yeah.
Which a lot of people were like, oh, well, fuck, this deck isn't that top tier anymore. So I guess it worked.
Oh, effective April. So when BT8 drops, then all these... bans are effective.
8 for Japan, 7 for
actually
7 for us.
Oh shit, no, Mega Digimon Fusion is effective as of February 25th.
Oh shit.
Along with reversing an ice wall. And then everything else is in April. So okay. Savior Huck and
just the 3 we talked about are the ones that are immediately banned.
Yeah,
okay.
That's next month.
That's just good work we just did. Alright, cool. Alright. That being said, I'm focused weeks. You got plans, AJ?
Take out some memory, reinforcing memory boost out of my decks.
You can keep one.
I can keep one, so that's nice. So I take out some. and then make sure I don't have any Mega Digimon Fusions in some of my other decks, which I don't think I do.
You know, that is a good card, because I was always considering using it in every deck. You know what I mean? Yeah. I was like, I can work this in.
I was thinking of ways to use it.
Yeah, because it's just so good.
Yeah, I can't.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But get back into like Digimon again, because I haven't touched that in a while.
Hey, if you want to play later, I'm down.
That, and then I'm printing something right now. I might have a big project coming up for myself. So
you're going to make an Iron Man suit finally?
Close. If this works, then that's going to be the next step.
Damn.
But I've seen this people do this before, so I'm printing out some like forms that people made. It's changing my Switch dock here into an actual GameCube port on the front. So it makes it look like the actual GameCube. So what you got to do for that is I'm going to buy a new one, the USB GameCube adapter thing, right?
Yeah.
So you can play your GameCube controllers on the Switch. You pretty much break that open, and then you pretty much attach it to the front of your Switch. But using GameCube parts, which I do have a spare GameCube that's not working, and you pretty much make the face of a GameCube, and you slide it onto the front of your Switch, and those ports are workable because they connect to your Switch, so you can plug in your GameCube controller.
That's fucking crazy. Into the Switch dock. That's something you can do?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So I'm 3D printing something right now, so I'm going to have an orange GameCube face.
That's fucking dope.
So that should be done hopefully tomorrow. I should be done printing all that shit by tomorrow, and then I'll order myself a new USB GameCube adapter thing, and just break that down, see if I can do that over the weekend or something like that. So something I'll work on, and then maybe even fix the GameCube, because that's the other thing. That's the reason why I do it, because I have two GameCubes, and I might need to use parts for one to fix the other, and then since I'll have one that doesn't have parts, I'm going to use that face to do all this. So there's two things I'm trying to do here.
We should have 3, because the 2 you have is mine and yours, and I think
I bought an extra one. I had bought one from eBay like years ago when my GameCube first started fucking up.
For parts?
Yeah, not for parts, but just because I needed a new GameCube. Okay. And that one was also starting to fuck up. So I just have two GameCubes now.
Fucking funny.
Yeah, so I'm gonna fuck with those. And then yeah, just maybe read some more of that Avatar, watch some more of the Silicon Valley, and I think I want to start Death Note.
Oh, you never seen it?
No, I haven't seen
it. Ooh, Death Note's wild.
And then I know some people on YouTube got banned for watching said show recently. So
why?
For watching, cause I don't know why it's a thing, but people have been watching anime to see how long they can watch it before they get banned off of Twitch.
Oh, because of licensing, probably. Okay, I get
it. Like Twitch, and I think maybe YouTube too.
Dude, look at fucking nerds. Maybe we can even make that a game. How quick can you get banned? Like, that's funny.
This one dude goes by Disguised Toast. He was on the last episode, and that's when his Twitch stream got banned.
That's fucking funny.
So he fucking watched 25 episodes.
Oh my god, I'd be so mad.
And then what's funny? I think he all had it planned out too, because when he came back after his ban was up, he's banned for like 2 days. He came back and he had an animated version of the last like half of that episode that was voiced over by him and some friends. So now I want to go watch Death Note, go finish that, and then go watch his remade animation.
That's pretty dope.
Just to kind of see all the jokes in it and stuff. So that's kind of a goal now.
All right.
But yeah, that's all I really have planned right now.
For me, Digimon, finished My Hero Academia. I'm like five or six. I'm not far away from catching up completely.
I haven't get that for. I need to get that last season somehow.
Oh yeah,
Funimation.
I have Funimation. If you want to use it. But yeah, finished My Hero Academia. Finished Cobra Kai. I got one episode left. I'll probably do that tonight. Digimon. Maybe get some more matches in with this fool. And then, yeah, I got to start playing more Smash Brothers and actually learning all the new characters. I need to start learning what they do. I'm tired of losing because I don't know what they do. Like, it's time to figure it out.
Yeah, but like, we kind of used to do that back in the day, is kind of play with the other characters here and there. Plus, we were going to tournaments, so we'll see this stupid shit sometimes too.
Mm-hmm.
But then some of those characters, we're like, let's play them just to understand it a bit better.
Yeah, it's,
but we haven't really done that in this game.
I think it's time to do that if you're down, because there's things I would not have gotten by.
And maybe actually go watch matches like I was doing, because Korin is a character I use, and I did watch a Korin match, and I saw some shit that, like, I know you could do that. I'm not sure if you remember Korin, but she does this big staff thing that locks into the ground. Apparently, if you do it right on the edge, it will go through the corner of the edge, and you can hit your opponent. But it's like a two-frame thing. Like, if you do it just right, you can hit someone as they're coming back, hit it through the corner of the stage,
and then
knock them out. Yeah.
Ooh,
so I was like, whoa, okay. So I may have to learn how to do that. But yeah, maybe watch some matches and stuff online.
Yeah, I should do more of that.
See if you can pick up some things.
I've been doing that with Splatoon. That's kind of I got some tricks. Not my jump-up shooting trick. I made that up. Or I didn't make it up, but I started doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But man, there's some way that some blasters shoot that I'm like, oh, I should maybe start doing that. They like to run up, jump, shoot, act like they're going to advance, and then go back to where they shot and shoot. And I'm like, oh, like they jump, shoot again, they move forward and move back. And then people start,
like, all close by.
Yeah, like, oh, shit. I was like, wow, they fell for it.
That's
and
crazy.
Boom, boom, boom. Like, I was like, wow, that's so easy. Like, how come I never thought about that? You know, like, anyway. All right, yeah, I'm focused, guys. That's everything.
Focused. Yeah, I think that's everything.
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every
Wednesday.
Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, you know, like.
You can subscribe to our podcast show, The Audio Version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
Don't forget to subscribe!